What do you think the message is today for World AIDS Day compared to, say, maybe 10, 15 years ago? Is it been different? Is it the same? What is the message?
Yeah, I mean, it really has evolved. I mean, I was diagnosed HIV positive 6 months prior to the Olympics in 88. So from that point, I mean, we thought of it as a death sentence. Now, a lot of the services that the Damien Center provides has evolved, and really they've gotten to a point where they've outgrown the facility that they're at. So they're looking, started the Damien Center capital campaign. And so to be able to provide more services to more people, you know, they also have a food bank and you know, a lot of the things. People are living longer with AIDS. It's becoming more of a manageable chronic disease. So then with that comes new issues, you know, of HIV and aging. And so, you know, needing a place to live and resources, and also adherence to, you know, your medical regimen, and also learning that, you know, if you're undetectable, you're untransmittable. So, maintaining undetectable levels during your HIV/AIDS journey. You know, so it's much more hopeful, but it also brings up different issues.
Well, you do have an incredible story to tell, a very inspiring story. Do you think that, you know, when it comes to awareness and the stigma and everything today, that there, like you mentioned, is there still a lot of work to be done?
There's still a lot of work to be done. You know, it's just awareness. I mean, and especially like World AIDS Day, you know, get tested. Early detection is really important, you know, to protect yourself and anybody that you're with, as well as your own, you know, personal health. You know, it's not what we thought of in 88. Basically, if you were diagnosed HIV positive, then you have 2 years. You know, that was kind of the prognosis. And now with all of the medications that are available and managing, people are living regular, normal lives. And it's just, you know, managing the whole process of your journey with living with HIV.
We have come a long way with managing, but do you think we'll ever see an end to HIV/AIDS?
Dr. Krim, she, you know, said as soon as we find a cure for AIDS, we're going to find a cure for cancer. And, you know, they kind of go hand in hand a lot of times. You know, a lot of those illnesses, it's all kind of interconnected in health and wellness.
Well, thank you so much for your time and all your great work.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you.